Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Jessica Simps Trend. I am Jack, and that is super producer Becca Rama.
Hello, hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
You know, I am a little stressed because Beyonce got me stressing, but, you know, I'll survive another day.
You can use the inspirational message from her new album to just get over the stress of the fact that you won't break my soul, Ticketmaster, who I just gave all of my money to buy a ticket. Are you comfortable talking about where you are in the process of
getting? I mean, we at iHeart maybe have perks. I'm hoping it's not a scam, but I did drop some monies. But the reason I'm stressed is because A, I spent a lot of money on these tickets, but B, if you're on the internet, you know, you're seeing the UK tickets drop and they're like nothing. They're like $60 to $400. And I'm like, huh? Not that I would go to Europe to go see the show, because I think, you know, Beyonce is historically like an American Black icon. So I think the show dynamic is going to be a very different vibe here in the States, especially I'm trying to go to the Houston show, which I think will be the best show of the tour because it is hometown. And it's my hometown versus like the UK situation. But it is crazy to see like the regulations they have over there for their citizens versus here, where it's like, from my understanding, from the whispers I hear, the sources I have, starting prices are like $700 for the nosebleeds. And for the pit is, you know, upwards of 10K in certain areas of the pits, depending on the venue. But you go online, and if you go to like Vivid Seats or SeatGeek or like all these resellers that aren't Ticketmaster, they're already selling tickets. So I just hope that people aren't going on those sites like already trying to buy from there, because it does to me. I'm like, I started panicking because I was like, these are way under the market rate than what I've been hearing, what I've been seeing. So I hope people don't buy and then they end up being a scam. It did make me feel like, did I get scammed? Right. I don't know. I feel like we won't know until
I think the pre-sale starts. We're all getting scammed.
We're all universally getting scammed by the concept of tickets starting in the United States at $700. Yeah. That's a scam. But
is Ticketmaster, does Ticketmaster operate in the UK? I'm actually not familiar with like
They do, but I think they just have different regulations over there for their citizens. Like I think Ticketmaster isn't allowed to do the dynamic pricing maybe that the United States does. You know, that's the reason that the Taylor Swift tickets went crazy, is because they, I think, have a certain subset of tickets. Like they offer like 10 to 12% of the tickets to be dynamic pricing so they can basically with the demand go up. And then if people buy them, they're able to resell them. Whereas I think the Beyonce tickets are trying to curb some of that issue with the sectioned verified ticket selling. So it's like, if you want to go to these cities, you register in this one. If you want to go to these cities, you register in the second one. So on and so forth for the third section. And then also they do say on the website that they're not transferable tickets. So I think that's how they're trying to curb the resell price hiking. But I just like wonder how they're going to like nail that, especially if it's like, are they going to require people to pay for the extra service fee for the refundable in case they like can't go to the show and, you know, want to resell them just in that way where it's like, I got the flu, I can't show up anymore, you know?
Right.
I mean, I'm sure people with the flu are still going to go and give people the flu, but you know what I'm saying.
So, and that's what's important.
And that's what's important.
Yeah, we dig into this a little bit more tomorrow. Yeah. And just in a couple ways, because like the UK having regulations in place that make it such that this is not the same madness is also kind of a theme of tomorrow's episode, because there's massive strike happening in the UK, not being covered that much in the US. But yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about why Jessica Simpson is trending. This mainly caught my eye because it's a...
Jack can't fathom the concept of it.
Well, it's a new unit of media that I wasn't familiar with. So Jessica Simpson's trending because she released an Amazon original short story titled Movie Star, They Always Say They're Single, which is, it seems like it's a magazine article penned by Jessica Simpson, not affiliated with a magazine, just like being sold at, like the way somebody would sell an Amazon independent like book, you know? Mm-hmm. But it was an effective hook because it's basically about a near relationship that Jessica Simpson had with a movie star who is referred to only as Movie Star and is trying to get Jessica Simpson to sleep with him, even though he is publicly in a relationship. And he's like, no, we actually broke up. It's just for the paparazzi that we pretend we're together. But then was like trying to hide her and like have her stay in like separate floors of the hotel and stuff.
So this is a real story.
This is a real story.
So it's almost like a memoir excerpt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But why go through all the trouble of, right? Yeah. Why go through all the trouble of having a memoir, writing an entire memoir when you just like do a short story?
That's true. She does have a memoir.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Yeah, so I don't know. People are now guessing. Seems pretty smart. I don't have any guesses as to who it is, but she said she eventually realized that he was attempting to hide her from his chick, and so she bailed, but not without stealing the pillowcase that he slept on as a thing to like as a piece of proof that this happened, in fact. Which I admire. Just open creepiness. But yeah, I mean anything you can do to give Amazon a little bit of shine, because I'm just a big fan of their media empire. No, but it is always interesting to me if like people are creating content in a new unit. Like,
yeah,
I've never heard of individual short stories being sold anywhere, really, right?
Yeah, I guess I really, unless it's a zine, but even then, I feel like it would have to be like typically like a little animated zine, like something that would be more of a comic style.
Yeah, yeah.
But not like, just like a random a short story.
Yeah.
Unless it's in a magazine or something like that. So I don't know. Kudos to you, Jessica Simpson. Keep your name in those newspapers.
What if this becomes like a new thing?
Well, they're like, we can't get people to pay for articles. So I guess we're going to do this now.
Right. This new trend in writing and authorship started by Jessica Simpson. All right. It is Groundhog Day, and we are being forced to ask the question, what does it mean? How many more weeks of winter if the groundhog dies? Because that's what happened in Quebec.
Oh, man. Is this where normally we see our groundhog? I thought it was in like somewhere Pennsylvania or something.
I think there is Punxsutawney. Phil, I think that is one of the main hubs, but this is, there are small communities around the world that have big Groundhog Day celebrations that they've like built up a reputation for and have a brand around, and that brand has to be protected, which is what we're about to get into. It can gets a little strange. So this is apparently not the first. So this one, they went down to find the groundhog and they think he died sometime earlier in the year.
And it was just down there? Or did they already know that it passed when it passed?
No, I think it was just down there and dead. They discovered a dead groundhog.
I don't like that.
I don't think all the cameras were on. Like, I don't think it was like a... That's the way I pictured it at first. Like, they had the balloons ready to release and then they like go down and pull out the... Yeah. But they realized it was dead when they like weren't seeing signs of it and then went down and bad news. But so this is not the first groundhog to die recently. Ontario's Wyreton Willie died in 2020. But because of the pandemic, everything was online and the town tried to cover up the death in order to protect the Wyreton Willie brand.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So he was replaced this year by some other groundhog, but at the time, they were just like, what? No, he's fine. Everything's good. And celebrity
we
groundhog.
We can have Bernie's.
Yeah, exactly. It's a tough racket. Celebrity groundhog deaths are, I don't know how long groundhogs usually live, but 1 year, Wyreton Willie's two understudy animals were killed, and they believe it was by Wyreton Willie, the groundhog, like the grown-up groundhog that they were meant to replace. And like that, I think that was covered up.
I did Google. It says groundhogs live 4 to 5 years. And I don't know why I was so traumatized when you said they found the dead groundhog, because I don't know why I thought they lived forever or something. I was like, I guess it never occurred to me that there'd have to be new groundhogs to cycle
through. Yeah. But they really just like blast through these things. In 2014, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio fucking dropped their groundhog and the Staten Island Zoo tried to sweep it under the rug, but he dropped the groundhog on camera when they were posing for a photo op. And then the groundhog was quote unquote found dead in its cell on February 9th.
Oh my God.
A week later. But it's like an autopsy identified the cause of death as acute internal injury. So,
that, I don't know why an autopsy. Oh man. So many things.
Yeah.
So much drama for groundhogs.
Yeah. The first Willie appeared on the scene in the 1980s. He lived to 22 and was found dead only 2 days before the Groundhog Day in 1999. A funeral was held, shocking a crowd of children who had not known Willie was dead.
So I guess, wait, that does spark the question. How many more weeks of winter if the groundhog dies? What do you think, Jack?
I think it's nuclear winter, I think, is what we're seeing here. Yeah. I think it's bad news would be my guess. But I don't know. I guess they die all the time. And we've just been having it covered up, kept from us. And yeah, I think that's probably a good metaphor for something.
Let us know.
All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back, and Quavo is trending because Quavo is going to perform a Takeoff tribute at the upcoming Grammy Awards, which...
yeah.
I never know when the Grammy Awards are.
I don't know either.
Could have been 6 months ago.
Well, since COVID, they've changed because I think they used to be in February. And post-COVID, it says Sunday. So it is this February, this Sunday.
Okay, yeah.
So that makes sense. Because I think at one point during COVID, they ended up being in like May or something, you know, with everything that was happening and trying to do virtual and all that stuff. But seems like they're back to their regularly scheduled programming of February. So, yeah, this Sunday, we'll see who wins. Bad Bunny better win. That's all I'm going to say.
Wow. That's an ultimatum from Becca.
It's an ultimatum to the Academy.
There you go. Arkansas is trending. So Sarah Huckabee Sanders is barely a month into office, but it looks like she's coming for the DeSantis culture war crown and doing just horrible, dehumanizing things. She's issued an executive order that would prohibit critical race theory in Arkansas schools.
Love that.
Another executive order bans the term Latinx in official documents. And as soon as this week, she could also sign a separate bill that would impose restrictions on drag shows, which could obviously have really harmful effects for the LGBTQ community. There's also a Trump campaign video where he's like claiming that his platform is going to be to revoke gender affirming care. And it just feels like there's a real like race to the bottom going on the right with how badly they can treat trans people and the LGBTQ community.
It is very sad and very disturbing to see like how quickly things can become reversed, because I would say only in the past, 20, 30 years have like LGBTQ rights really accelerated and like become way more, you know, open, less taboo. Like there's more, you know, help in the Supreme Court. I mean, I remember when it was like during Obama's first administration when gay rights were, you know, affirmed by the Supreme Court. So that was not long ago. So it is really crazy and sad and scary to see how quickly things like the term Latinx just got put into the dictionary in 2016, you know, that was not that long ago. So, yikes.
James Cameron has finally... So there's some Titanic hype coming. The 25-year anniversary of Titanic is in the offing. It's coming soon. And so we're going to be seeing some Titanic stories. I think Titanic is going to be re-released at movie theaters.
Yep.
And James Cameron has weighed in on the 25-year-old debate about whether Jack's life could have been saved. And right?
The answer is yes. He could have lived.
Right.
But there's a lot of variables, James Cameron says, based on an interview he did for the National Geographic special Titanic 25 years later with James Cameron to celebrate the anniversary. He said, in theory, yes, he 100% could have lived, but it's going to jeopardize the character of Jack.
So, Jack might have lived, but there's a lot of variables. I think his thought process was, I'm not going to do one thing that jeopardizes her. And that's 100% in character.
He is an all self-sacrificing being, Jack. So he could not risk the life of Rose if it meant that he was going to live.
Her getting one toe frostbitten was not worth his life.
Not worth his life.
Right. Because the idea is that there was room for him on the chest of...
There for sure was.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, I haven't seen that movie since I was in high school. You know, not the biggest Titanic fan. I think it's a little long for me, but... Mm. Yeah.
Some of the best dialogue of in film history. And finally, as a public service, there's a new article that talks about like 10 of the most mispronounced words, and 5 of them are foods. That you probably come into contact with. So we'll just go 1 through 5 here. Acai, which I think is sometimes pronounced acai.
Definitely used to pronounce. This is like, I feel like an attack on me, this article, as someone who frequently reads phonetically and can't say anything right. So I definitely was acai at one point, and then I learned, I was like, huh?
We all are. We all were. It's we're. I mean, I'm a complete idiot. I mispronounce things all the time, and that's what we do. We share this information in love and usefulness. The Greek soft bread sandwich. I've been mispronouncing this one up until this moment. I always pronounced it the hero, but apparently it's either the zero or the euro.
I did know it was a euro.
Euro. But
I do feel like a lot of people do not pronounce it as hero. They pronounce it as gyro.
Yeah. And hero, I think, yeah. I don't know why I was mispronouncing it that way.
Well, G's can sometimes have H sounds if you're doing a Spanish pronunciation, like gente.
Charcuterie is not the way to pronounce that, and is definitely how I've been pronouncing it. It's charcuterie. It's the thing to remember. Charcuterie isn't cute. So mind that. It also reminds me of, I think I've told this story before, but when my first job out of college, we were at the ABC News like cafeteria, and I was with a person who had graduated from like an Ivy League school, and I was like, crudite? What is that? And they were like, you must be joking. And I pretended I was, but gnocchi, which I think when I'm feeling lazy, I pronounce as gnocchi, but gnocchi is the way to pronounce that.
Gnocchi is such a weird... I was thinking, I don't know why, when I read gnocchi, I thought it was going to be the word ganache, because I'm dyslexic. So I feel like ganache is also one that needs to be on this list.
Ganache?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm not even sure how I've been pronouncing that word. And then finally, Worcestershire sauce. Is not pronounced that way. You never pronounce the first R, apparently. It's either Worcestershire or Worcestershire.
Okay, this...
That last one seems like they're just fucking with us, doesn't it? Worcestershire?
Yeah, because neither of these pronunciations are at all how I pronounce this.
Yeah.
It's not Worcestershire?
Yeah. No, it's Worcestershire.
That is crazy. I feel dumb.
Yeah, well... I think the correct pronunciations in this case are dumb. Worcestershire seems like, yes, somebody decided to make fun of
that. And I'm going to make everyone feel bad. I'm going to be like, you don't know?
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire? That's crazy.
Yeah. Worcester. Yeah, that feels like a thing that was done to make fun of whoever was writing this article. They were like, yeah. Worcestershire sauce is Worcestershire. There you go, buddy. Enjoy pronouncing it that way. Anyways, those are some of the things that have been trending on this February 2nd, 2023. Happy Groundhog Day to all. Becca Ramos, thank you for joining me. Where can people find you and follow you?
You can find me and follow me at Bex Ramos, B-E-C-C-S Ramos on all platforms.
Yeah. That's going to do it. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.